Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. It's Chloe here again. Today, I'm doing a live with Danielle. And she is a member of Wilberforce, and I'm going to be interviewing her today. So I'm going to go ahead and start with my questions. Can you tell me how you first got into gymnastics?
I first got into gymnastics when I saw Gabby Douglas in the Olympics, and I was like, oh, I can do that. And so I decided I wanted to flip off the couch into a glass, broke it with my knee. And my mom was like, let's get you into a safe space to do this sport. So from then, I've just been in gymnastics and in and out the gym since then.
What was it like being a gymnast at Talladega?
Being a gymnast at Talladega was a lot of fun. It was challenging because it was first year program, but through all the challenges and the ups and downs, it was just fun to make memories with all those girls and my coaches. Like, I will never forget the experience I had there. I loved every single one of those girls with all my heart, and I miss them so much. And it was just such a fun time, even though I really couldn't compete or do anything because of my injuries with my knee and my concussion. Just being their like support system and just being there for them, it just made it all worth the while. Like, we never missed a beat with each other, and it was amazing, honestly.
Yeah. You guys' camp was amazing too. Like, how you guys bonded together was amazing, and I could see like how amazing you guys were all together in one piece. Who inspires you the most as a gymnast?
Probably Rebecca, the one who just competed in the Olympics that just happened, because I didn't know that she had torn her ACL 3 times, and she still tried. And then, not to mention, I believe she's older than or the same age as Simone Biles, which is on the older side. And I've always been told that, oh, you're too old to do this, and you're running out of time, and all this blah blah blah. And I've torn my ACL too. So I'm like, well, if she can do it 3 times compared to my one, I can keep going. It's fine.
Yeah, I can relate. She's a good one. What advice would you give to young gymnasts who dream of being as talented as you?
I would just say to keep going, no matter what anyone says, no matter what happens. If you dream something, or if you want to do something, do it. The only thing that ever will can ever stop you is yourself. Like, you put the limits on what you can do. No one else can. Because if I let other people put the limits on what I could do, then I would not be in the sport right now. And it helped to have a great support system. But at the end of the day, it was up to me to make up my mind to continue to push forward to what I wanted to achieve.
That's some great advice. I could use that some myself. What is something fun or interesting about Wilberforce that you'd like people to know?
Wilberforce is it's a very intimate school. So it's smaller than most. So everyone kind of knows everyone. And when you're new here, it's like you're the new kid on the block. So everyone's kind of like, oh, I've never met you before. Do you need help with anything? Or do you know your way around or anything like that? So that's really nice, because I like knowing people, and I'm a very chatty person. I love to talk to people, love to be all out and about. So it's a really good place to be, and I'm liking it here so far.
That's good. Have you ever had a moment in gymnastics where you felt really proud of yourself? What was it?
I would say, actually, kind of like right now, because I am working through adversity, like with my team, because our team is smaller than most. This team got thrown together at the last minute as well. So we're trying to push the limits to what we can do. And although we did feel very underprepared coming into the season, I feel like we're doing pretty well for what we got put into place. So I feel like that's a big accomplishment for me because I also got to do something on bars. I think
Nice.
a week ago, I got to like compete a small little routine on bars. It was a small step, but last year I wasn't in lineup, and this year I got to be somewhat in lineup. So, I mean, that's a huge accomplishment for me because I got to do something I've never done before, and that was really, really fun.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Last question. If you could describe gymnastics in three words, what would they be?
I would say challenging. I would say fun. And it's a very goal-oriented sport, too.
Yeah, because gymnastics is very hard and it's very fun also, and it can be difficult sometimes too. So I like gymnastics. There can be ups and downs of like every single time, you
Yes. Oh, yes. I know it all too well.
know? Yeah.
Thank
Okay, that's my end. Thank you guys so much for watching my live today. And thank you, Danielle, for staying here and doing this interview with me. And I can't wait to see you guys next time. Bye.